continue with our African conversations. And today we are ideally located at the Ngong Hills in the Rift Valley in Kenya. And fittingly, we are under windmills. And how fitting that we should talk about energy at a time when energy is considered rightly to be the game changer. And when one talks about energy, and particularly in the continent of Africa, there are many dimensions that one can talk about. Africa, as we know, is divided into 54 countries, some say 55. And it is accepted that if in order for Africa to enjoy the dividends of the fourth and fifth industrial revolution, energy is going to be an important component. We say this because Africa did not intimately engage in the dividends of the first, second, and third industrial revolution. Many countries in Africa today rely on hydroelectric power, and all of us will know the power stations that are to be found in the Democratic Republic of Congo in the Inga Dam, Inga 1, Inga 2, and of course the famous Inga 3, which never appears to come into fruition. In West Africa, we know quite a bit of power there is generated from hydroelectric, and of course that is also true when we go to the northern part with the Aswan High Dam, and in Ghana and in East Africa, we also know that hydro is the king of the generation of energy in most of Africa. And it's also true, of course, that in a number of countries, Kenya being the leading in this regard, that geothermal power plays a critical role in the provision of energy, as does a bit of nuclear power in the southern part of Africa. Wind, which is the next phase of energy generation when we talk about clean energy and green energy, is beginning to acquire pride of place. And of course, solar. We know that Morocco prides itself to have one of the largest solar farms anywhere in the world, and is moving in the direction of ensuring that solar power is a prime mover as Africa moves in the direction of industrialization. In a nutshell, therefore, we are dealing with energy and Africa at a time when there are many questions that are being asked and ought to be asked about Africa's capacity to industrialize. And energy cannot be talked of and about in a vacuum. It must be talked of in the context of giving us the opportunity to give practical meaning to the things that Africa is interested in doing. And Africa, as it is now, is driven by several agendas. Of course, the overall agenda is Africa 2063, whose desire is to ensure that Africa becomes a prime player in the world. Let us, however, give context in terms of energy generation. The question that we want to talk about is this. How are we going to ensure that the continent of Africa has energy that is properly diversified in quantities that can power industry in Africa? Whenever I've traveled to Namibia, the sign that I see at the airport is that Namibia can generate enough solar power for the entire continent of Africa. That is a good declaration. But can we use the sun that is to be found in the Kalahari Desert in Namibia? Can we use that sun to ensure that we have solar power? It can also be said in the Sahel region, in countries such as Mali, Burkina Faso, Chad, Senegal, Mauritania, and that general region, there is opportunity for having solar power in a very major way. In Kenya, also on the eastern part of Kenya and parts of Ethiopia, we can also have massive solar power as we can in the Maghreb. And Morocco is already leading in this regard. And in these days of climate change, solar power is music to the ears of those who know that climate change is having a very negative impact. Outside of solar power, wind. Wind is a major source of power. And it is, as one would say, serendipitous that we are speaking at a place where windmills are with us, and we are celebrating the fact that if we harness wind power, then we can have clean energy that is available almost at all times, and that would be a very good mix. In the oceans along the coastal part of Africa, both in the Indian Ocean, the Mediterranean, and of course the Atlantic, waves can also be used to harness power so that we have this good mix of power. Of course, one cannot run away from the fact that hydroelectric power is the king of all sources of power. And it is today accepted after research that in places such as the Congo River, the Inga Dam, if it is properly harnessed, can generate power that would satisfy most of sub-Saharan Africa for the next 10 to 15 years. And I would myself encourage that we look at these sources of power. Inga Dam is a good source of power. The Grand Renaissance Dam in Ethiopia is another source of power. The Mwalimu Nyerere power in Tanzania, which is just about to be completed in Tanzania, is yet another one that we ought to look at. The Kabarabosa Dam and the Kariba Dams, these are sources of hydroelectric power which can be harnessed. And of course, even the Aswan High Dam requires that some work be done, as indeed on the Niger River and the Kainji Rivers, so that hydroelectric power is something that we must not ignore. It is of course acceptable that the world now frowns upon fossil fuel. And there are those who believe that going in that direction is only for a short time, and we will be migrating away from any power that is generated from fossil fuel. But I think a little differently. I think that fossil fuel is still with us, and what we ought to be thinking about is how to clean fossil fuel so that it answers to the gods of green energy. And if the gods are satisfied that we are cleaning fossil fuel sufficiently, then it's something that is going to be useful to the continent of Africa in a very major way, and at once respecting the fact that we ought to have energy that is sufficiently clean and good enough to power our industries. Nuclear energy is something that we don't talk about as often as we should. And I'm aware that in different parts of the world, nuclear energy was being frowned upon because of security reasons. We remember in Europe some of the nuclear plants were being shut, in Russia, in Latin America, and we are of the view that nuclear energy is something that can be used and used effectively in a manner that can be clean. And we are of the view, and I hold this view, that in fact, if you see the kind of uranium that is being generated in countries such as Niger, we can actually use nuclear energy effectively. I know Uganda is already engaged in this conversation. South Africa has, of course, had nuclear energy for some time. Kenya is engaged in this conversation. But I would myself want that when we talk nuclear energy, we do it from different perspectives. Perspective number one, from the regional communities, ECOWAS dealing with it from the Western African perspective, the Maghreb dealing with it from the perspective of the Maghreb, Central Africa dealing with it from that perspective, SADC and East Africa, so that we combine our resources and borrow from others who have deployed nuclear energy in a very effective way. And there is no shortage of technology in this regard, and we ought not to reinvent the wheel. But nuclear energy, we have the resources and we can actually use it effectively. When we talk about nuclear energy, Africa may very yet ask, where do we go for nuclear energy that can fit the scheme of things in Africa? And it is not lost on me that Russia has been very active in this space, and that certain exploratory meetings have been held between Russia and a number of African countries. And I believe that Russia can collaborate with the countries of Africa with a view to having nuclear energy that is customized to deal with the needs of the continent of Africa. And if this is done, and done in a creative manner, in a manner that is designed not only to have the power plants built, but technology transferred, then that will be a symbiotic relationship that Russia can forge with the continent of Africa, and that will spur growth and strengthen the manner in which we embrace nuclear energy in a productive manner as a sustainable source of energy which respects the dictates of clean energy. The most critical thing in order to have sustainable energy is to have a good mix of energy. You have a good mix so that there is no over-reliance on hydroelectric power, there is no over-reliance on geothermal, there is no over-reliance on solar, there is no over-reliance on wind, there is no over-reliance on nuclear, but we have what, permit me to describe, as a buffet of sources of energies. When you have a buffet of sources of energy, then you are able to pick and choose what then can be directed and injected into the domestic arena and what goes into the industrial arena. But ultimately, the question that we ought to ask is this. The question is, can we as a continent therefore recognize that without having energy that is sustainable, energy that is renewable, the continent of Africa cannot industrialize. And the continent of Africa needs to industrialize, because industrialization is what is going to guarantee true liberation. Africa Agenda 2063 will only have practical meaning when it is clear that we are capable of having the factories which are now outsourced to places such as China, such as Turkey, in the continent, and we can have, as somebody has once famously said, having the Democratic Republic of Congo being the equivalent of the Silicon Valley because we have energy. That we can have the Sahel being a factory of the world because we have energy. That we can have the Horn of Africa being an industrial park because we have energy. And because of that, we can then participate with the world in the arena of production in all spheres. Energy, in my view, is the mother's milk of the change that we need as the continent of Africa to spur our economic growth and to stand tall at the dinner of conversation where industrialization is the subject. Yet another source of energy that we don't talk about as much as we should is coal. Traditionally, coal was the source of energy, and I know for a fact that many African countries, South Africa, I believe, is in this space, have power stations that are fired by coal. In Kenya, there was a time when we contemplated as a country to use fuel that was generated or coal-powered sources of energy, and many others. And there are those now who are campaigners and in the vanguard of the struggle for clean energy who are quick to tell Africa, abandon coal. Coal is not good. But some of us, including myself, hold the view that the world is moving in a very interesting direction, that what is unclean now can be made clean. And therefore, what we ought to be talking about is how do we make clean coal energy? Because in my estimation, for the next 20 to 30 years or even beyond, we are going to have coal as an important source of energy. And we, Africa, must not abandon it simply because we are being told we must be green. And this does not mean that we are climate change deniers. We accept that there is some negative impact on the climate as long as we don't do certain things. But coal cannot be abandoned, in my view, will not be abandoned. And it is our duty to collaborate with those who are generating proper technology. And we ourselves in the continent of Africa must also search for technology that is going to help us to clean coal so that it becomes the traditional source of energy that it has always been. The conversations about and around the continent of Africa can never end. So let us meet again. Good night.